Before we get started, I want to make sure that you're planning to join us for our Etch Family Ministry Conference. Last year's event was sold out, and we're already filling up for 2017. So don't wait. Lock in your rates today as the early bird rates end on May 31st. We're lining up an incredible group of speakers, including pastors Dr. Eric Mason, Robbie Gallaty, Angie Smith, and Lifeway's own Eric Geiger. Bring the key leaders from your kids, student, family, and next-gen teams to learn, engage with each other, and lead together with a consistency and continuity that families in your church need. More details and registration information are available online at etchconference.com. Hi, listeners. Welcome to a new episode of the Kids Ministry 101 podcast. I'm your host, Chuck Peters. I'm joined today by Jana Magruder and Landry Holmes. Hi, guys.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going great. We are excited today because we're talking about a brand new translation of the Bible that's been released called the CSB. And so, guys, let's chat CSB, shall we?
All right. Okay, isn't it fun when Landry comes and joins us?
I love when Landry's here.
So for those of you who don't know, Landry Holmes is our manager of Kids Ministry Publishing. And so when we have conversations about Bible translations and kids curriculum and things like that, we like to have him around so that we are for sure able to get all of our details accurate. So I have a few questions for you, Landry,
all right,
about the new CSB Bible translation. You mind if I ask
sure.
you some for our listeners?
Hopefully okay. I can answer them.
All right. All right. First and foremost, what is the CSB?
All right. So the CSB is the Christian Standard Bible. And the Christian Standard Bible is a derivative, in a way, of the Holman Christian Standard Bible.
The
HCSB? HCSB.
For
those of you who are familiar with HCSB.
So we at Lifeway have published the Holman Christian Standard Bible, the HCSB, for several years, and leading up to this Christian Standard Bible. Mm-hmm. So the Christian Standard Bible is an update, a revision.
So not a brand new translation.
Not a brand new translation, okay. But it is an extensive revision and update of the Holman Christian Standard Bible translation. It provides more clarity.
Okay. That's what I was going to ask you. Mm-hmm. What are some of the key differences between HCSB and CSB? You said clarity.
Mm-hmm. Well, as you know, in any field of study and Bible scholarship is no different. Mm-hmm. There's always advances and learnings that take place. And also, our language, the English language, is always, you know, changing.
Right.
And also the way people understand things, the way words and connotations change. And so because of those advances in biblical scholarship, because of input from Bible scholars, but also pastors and readers and people like you and me who've been reading the HCSB and
right.
now the CSB, taking all those in consideration, the Christian Standard Bible basically just improves on the HCSB's faithfulness to the original text mm-hmm. and clarity for today's audience.
Great. Well, can you tell us, I mean, everybody's wanting to know.
Okay.
What are some of those, in the spirit of clarity, mm-hmm. What are some of those key differences that we might notice if we're HCSB familiar?
Okay.
And we're now going to use the CSB, whether it's in our own personal study mm-hmm. or in our children's ministry. What are some things that might stand out as noticeable?
One thing that I think will stand out if you've been used to using the HCSB, if you've used other English translations, it won't stand out as much. But the capitalization of pronouns referring to God, referring to Jesus, referring
okay.
to the Trinity. In the original language, it is difficult sometimes to know who the antecedent is. You know, what is it, God? Is it Jesus? And so it's really an interpretation whether or not to have uppercase pronouns mm-hmm. or not. So the HCSB, in line with other English translations, has chosen to not capitalize pronouns for God. And when you that has nothing to do with irreverence
right
toward God at all. It has to do with clarity again of what the original text was really trying to communicate.
Gotcha.
Another one is that the HCSB used Yahweh as God's personal name a lot. And again, in original Hebrew, Yahweh didn't even have it didn't even have vowels because so people would not pronounce it because of the reverence for this personal name of God, Yahweh. We use Yahweh quite a bit in HCSB, but for the sake of clarity, for the sake of readability, we are using, for God's personal name, not using Yahweh as much as it had been used in the HCSB. And I know from, you know, we're talking about kids' ministry here. I like to teach children about Yahweh and different names for God.
Yes.
But sometimes when we're memorizing scripture or singing a scripture song, and I'm trying to teach a four-year-old Yahweh, it just, it's kind of difficult.
Flow
to
as well.
It doesn't always flow as well. So, I mean, they do well to know that there's God and Jesus.
Yes.
You know, I'm reminded of the little girl that said, God, Jesus, the Holy Spirit, I'm just confused. Mm. And so we're trying not to confuse people as much.
And so the preferred word in the CSB to take the place of Yahweh is Lord, right? That's where we, which is simply understood by kids and everyone, and it's very true to the text.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So let's talk about how this will impact curriculum that Lifeway Kids produces.
All right. So if you're using one of our three ongoing Bible study curriculums, either the Gospel Project for Kids, Explore the Bible Kids, or the Bible Studies for Life Kids, you may have already noticed that we made that change beginning this this season in spring.
Okay, so just like the past few weeks.
Yes,
okay.
Yes. Uh-huh. And so depending on which curriculum you use, it depends on where you see this change. Because, you know, some of our curriculum we call translation neutral. So in the leader guide, in the activity books, you're not going to see any translation, and you haven't seen it. But on posters, on other visuals, we try to offer multiple translations. Mm-hmm. Instead of having HCSB, you may have seen on the poster CSB and thought that it was a typo and we left off the H.
Okay.
But no, it really is the Christian Standard Standard Bible. So it is already in our three ongoing Bible study curriculum brands.
Okay.
Bible Studies. Now, Bible Studies for Life does print the CSB in the curriculum. The other two that I mentioned, Gospel Project and Explore the Bible, they don't print them in the curriculum, but they have posters and such with,
right,
with multiple translations.
And if you have a class set of, let's say, HCSB, and you're reading along and you're looking up at the poster, your text may or may not match, because not every single verse has been changed.
Yes, good point.
That is true. It may or may not match, or it may just be one word different, or
yes,
it might be the case where it's Lord instead of Yahweh and that,
yes,
kind of thing. And I think that that's really, while that can fluster a teacher if they're not aware it's going to happen, I think when we as teachers know it's going to happen, it's a great opportunity to teach children about different translations. Because, you know, in my experience, kids will bring their Bibles. You might have a classroom set to supplement those.
Right.
And you have like three or four translations.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I had a older elementary child that would come to church, and he was using it off of his Kindle.
Yeah.
You know, so he had one translation, and we would sometimes scurry around to try to find Bibles, and they were, even though we had classroom Bibles, they weren't even all in the same,
yes,
translation. So,
so true.
I think mainly it's just, if I'm aware of it, then I can explain it. And it's also good to teach children. The more translations you read, it's helpful in, mm-hmm, in maybe getting the connotations and understanding, mm-hmm, the Bible more.
Yeah, it can help to bring clarity from different perspectives.
Right.
Yeah.
And so while we're talking about multiple translations, the tagline, if you will, for the new CSB is faithful and true. Talk about that. Why did we choose that? Why faithful and true? Why those two words to describe this new CSB?
Well, I would think, first of all, faithful to the original text.
Right.
You know, faithful to the original languages. Now, and also true to, ultimately, Jesus is the truth, right? And so the Bible points us to truth. But it's faithful to the original text. It's true in the sense of it's not a literal translation.
Mm-hmm. But we'd all be in trouble if it was.
Yes, because we wouldn't understand
right.
it. But it's also a translation that takes the original language and starts with that kind of literal mm-hmm. translation, but also takes into account today's English language. And that's where it's true to the text, but it's also going to be clear for the mm-hmm. modern reader. So it's not a strict literal translation, mm-hmm. but it's also not over here where it's just a paraphrase,
yes.
right.
or even semi paraphrase. It really is. It's just not word for word literal,
right?
Because we wouldn't understand it.
And our experts and committees and scholars that have been working on this for years and years in the making have done a really good job of trying to find that perfect spot. And I think that's so great for kids in particular, as we're talking about readability, but yet accuracy. Mm. Those two things the CSB really set out to do. And I think they've done a great job. And that's why we're so excited about it at Lifeway Kids, because we really do believe it will be a great translation for kids' ministry.
Yeah, clarity of teaching and understanding and communicating God's word as clearly and accurately as we can to children. Landry, you mentioned our ongoing curriculum. Can you tell us a bit of the schedule for the release or the inclusion of the CSB and things like VBS at our camps in Bible drill? How will this affect those?
So for the Vacation Bible School, it will be in next year's Vacation Bible School, 2018. Okay, and so we will have just like this year and last year, we had full Bibles that are paperback Bibles, but are full Bibles that have devotional materials in there for kids to use after VBS, but also the covers are themed with our VBS theme. So this year it will still be HCSB. Next year it will be the CSB. So we'll provide the Bible, and also in the curriculum we'll have that. And we'll also provide King James, as we have for several years in Vacation Bible School. You can choose either of those translations. As far as camps go, it will be this year where we've made that change. And we have Bibles at camp that will be in CSB that are themed for camps this summer, for Century Kid camps.
Yeah. Yep.
Now, Bible drill is a little bit different. Okay, so almost with Bible drill, you're going to have to write this down. But for Bible drill, the actual drills that take place in churches, in Baptist associations, or in state, and so I'm talking about Bible drills that are done like on a state level, an association level, and a church level. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, then don't worry about it. but if you do that formal drills, those drills are really driven by our partners that we have. They're not driven by Lifeway. They're driven by leaders in churches and associations and states that we have. So we support that. In order to support it best, we are recommending that they begin using the CSB in the spring of 2019. And that sounds like a long ways away, but what you have to do is back up. The Bible, which is a Bible drill Bible, which is a very simple hardback Bible, but the Bible drill Bible will be released in August of this year. Mm. So we have to give time for churches to be able to adopt the new Bible and get that new Bible in the hands of their kids, and that's why we're waiting until 2019. Because if we had it into 2018 drills, if the Bibles are available for purchase in August, and a lot of churches start their Bible drill program in September, it really doesn't give them time to make the switch. And also, it's really too quick, we felt like, to help. Now, if a state or association, a church wants to go ahead and do the CSB, we'll be glad to provide PDFs of the cards if we need to, the verse cards.
So for those doing Bible drill, timing comes a little bit later. For the rest of us who are interested, ready to get our hands on the CSB right now, when will it be available for us to go pick up at our local Lifeway Christian store or purchase online?
Well, this month, and I'm not sure the exact date, but the CSB Big Picture Interactive Bible, which is a full-text kids' Bible, is going to be is available this month, and it will have the CSB.
Great.
So now it is a part of the Big Picture Interactive Bible brand that we have,
which lines up with the Gospel Project.
That's right. But you use it with any curriculum.
Yes.
Because I mean, it's a full text Bible with study helps, and it'd be great for, you know, you can use it with any curriculum that you have.
And if you're not familiar with that Big Picture Interactive mm-hmm. feature, it has some enhancements, right?
That's right. You can download a free app on your device, your phone or your tablet, and then you open up to a Bible story or open up to a picture, and there's an icon, and you click on that icon, and the people kind of come.
Yeah, it has augmented reality, right?
Does.
Yeah, that cool AR feature.
Now, in August, we have a brand new CSB Read to Me Bible, mm-hmm. and it's been a long time since we've had. This is a full text Bible designed for preschoolers, all the way through early readers like kindergarten, you know, or barely reading.
The Bible that a lot of churches use for preschool graduation, kindergarten Bibles, that kind of thing.
Right. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And they and use it in the classrooms, mm-hmm. and sometimes they give them to parents at parent-child dedications.
Yes.
But it's a full-text Bible, and it has full-color pictures, Bible stories, and Bible stories in there. So if you're familiar with that brand, you'll love it. If you're not familiar with that brand, you'll still love it, too.
Yes.
that's in August. And then we do have another kids' Bible that's coming out in March, and that is it's just called the CSB Kids Bible. It is comparable to what now we call the Illustrated Study Bible for kids. It has study helps in there for kids. It's a full text Bible. It doesn't have as many helps as the Big Picture Interactive, but it is another option for churches.
Great. So exciting.
The CSB is coming. It's here now, and it's coming soon to your kids' ministry through our Lifeway Kids resources. Jana, where can we find out more about the CSB?
Well, there's a website you need to know about that tells you all the release dates that Landry just mentioned and all the different Bibles that you can get even for yourself. So there's some really exciting releases. I know I'm excited about the She Reads Truth Bible that is beautifully designed and has all kinds of devotionals and things that the She Reads Truth authors have contributed to. So go to csbible.com. So you'll find yourself writing CSB, but go ahead and finish out the word Bible. So csbible.com, and you'll see all the information, including the facts and insights that Landry shared about the accuracy and research behind CSB. There's also a really fully developed, well-done app that you can download in the Apple Store or Google Play Store that will have the CSB Bible in full that you can have access to on your phone or device. So be sure to look at those. Anything else, Landry?
Well, I was going to mention on the website, there's a full text of the Bible on the website too.
So you can look at it.
Right. You can
see
look
if you
at
like it and what the differences are.
Exactly.
Compare notes.
And it does talk about the translation philosophy, the optimal equivalence philosophy that we were talking about earlier.
And I encourage you to look at that because it's very interesting how we came, how our panel of experts and scholars came to this nice blend of accuracy and truthfulness to God's Word.
Mm. And we can make it very easy for you to find these links. We have posted a post to our blog on kidsministry101.com. So if you go there and look for the blog post that's titled Welcome the Christian Standard Bible to Lifeway Kids, the CSB, you'll look for that post by Bill Emiot, and it's full of links that you can click on that will redirect you to find out more about the CSB and those dates of release for the CSB in our kids' resources. Well, thank you, Landry. We appreciate you bringing this news.
Well, thanks, Landry.
Thank you for letting me come.
And thank you, listener. As always, we are so excited to have you tune in with us here as we talk about all things kids' ministry here at Kids Ministry 101. And we look forward to having you back again next week for the Kids Ministry 101 podcast.